I'm Isaac Sandoval, and you're here in Las Vegas, New Mexico at The Skillet.
And that's yours, right?
Sure is, yep.
So was it your idea? You came up with it, the whole concept?
I suppose you could say I did come up with it, although, you know, bits and pieces. The seed came from my friend that said, hey, you should build the largest cast iron skillet. It was not my idea to make it. And, you know, it took a lot of people to help me make it. And every bit along the way, it's been a collaboration.
Is it open middle of the day, breakfast? When do you open?
The kitchen is open from 11 until 9, 10 on the weekend. And then on Sunday, we've been doing a Sunday brunch starting at 11 also.
Oh, so, cool. Yeah. Your background in food.
I grew up in the restaurant industry. My parents own Charlie's Bakery and Cafe. They've been doing that for 25 years or so.
So you worked back of the house there growing up, huh?
Absolutely. I was 13 years old making tortillas by hand. You know, through that, I had a firsthand look at how to do front of the house, back of the house, everything from dishes to prepping, service, all of it.
So. That's so cool. So you had a baseline for what you would do if you had your own restaurant, what you would want to make and serve. And yeah.
You know, all through that period of my life, I said, oh, I know how I'm going to do it.
Right.
And then I opened my own place and I realized, wow, I still have a lot to learn.
So you were humbled.
I totally humbled. Everything that I thought I knew, I had to rethink.
And yet things that you didn't think would go probably flew.
I was living away. I was living in Kansas for a little bit, and then I lived in Granite City, Illinois, kind of St. Louis area, thinking, oh, man, there's so many types of food that Las Vegas could enjoy that, you know, I could bring here. Mm-hmm. And also part of it, living away from New Mexico, having to try and make food of my home with the ingredients that were available out there. And so coming out here and saying, hey, we could do something a little bit different. It might be successful. Mm-hmm. It won't be traditional New Mexican cuisine. And man, it just rolled from there. It just went on.
Is there a signature dish, something that people just still go nuts over here that you do?
Oh, well, I mean, you had the ribbon fries today. Yeah. People love those.
Oh, that's insane, man. That's right. I was shocked when it came out.
People get excited for it.
It's a visual presentation. Describe it because it blows your mind.
It's basically spiralized potatoes that we use. We have this cutting disc attached to a drill that put a 1 pound potato through there and shoot it through. And well, like I was telling you,
but it's like this little series of floating ribbons.
Yeah. Yeah. You have to do, I tell the cooks, you have to do it right. Mm-hmm. You could just throw them in the fryer, but you have to watch it and take care with it.
When you delivered that, I thought it was 10 potatoes.
Yeah. It's so much fun to see it coming out. And it's, you know, we see people's eyes just kind of glow up as the server's taking them out to the table.
Have you ever seen it?
You know, a while back I saw this image of someone in a really like fine dining restaurant. And I'm like, hey, what the heck? How did we get jumped on that? Yeah. I mean, the food here, there are things since the food truck that are representative and people go nuts over. You know, like the fish taco or the orange chicken burrito.
Describe that.
It's fried chicken, and we make a orange chili sauce with sauteed peppers. And it's based on a very popular fast food chain dish. It came out of one day, like, oh, you know, here's some leftovers, throwing it in a tortilla, and it just like, bing, like, hey, this could work. And since then, it's been a great seller, you know?
People are loving it.
Yeah, and you know, like a lot of this place is about, I take northern New Mexican ingredients or the cuisine of Las Vegas or New Mexico and kind of make it my own or present it slightly different way. Because Vegas is a quirky, particular little town.
Yeah, really. It is.
Yeah.
Your place is hard to describe. You know, it's like a hangout. I come up front into the bar tonight. It's like going to the Star Wars bar. You know, I come out here and it's this cool patio, man. It's like a outdoor living room.
Well, it has to be many different things for a lot of different people, really. You know, we have a diverse but small group of people that live in Las Vegas. And then you add that it's Vegas is a tourist destination. And so how do you get all those people and, you know, appeal to everyone? And if you were here tomorrow night, it would be a whole different story. It would be full to the brim right now for karaoke night.
Oh, wow.
And people would be singing and dancing and totally different scene than lunch.
So day-to-day, night-to-night. It amorphs and changes, and yeah.
It's really two different, sometimes three different restaurants, depending on how.
So how long has it been up and running?
So the food truck opened in 2013. Mm-hmm.
But the skillet,
The skillet's been, since 2017.
Okay.
Yeah, so quite a while now, mm-hmm. 7-8 years.
So have you been able to get the word out to tourists and visitors? Do they come
slowly
find you?
You know, we're working on it, and we're really...
Up to now, it's really the locals' favorite.
It's a locals' favorite, and you know, we work really hard. We participate in events through publications, or, you know, a while back we were named in one of the top green chili cheeseburgers in New Mexico.
Wow.
We won another event where we, one of the top green chili cheeseburgers.
You had the number two.
the number two combo. That comes from one of these events that we do, and... we lost.
Came in second.
We lost to a competitor, and unfortunately, they don't say where you came in, and I'm just going to say, well, yeah, we came in second.
You ran with it.
So our burger was, you know, the losing burger. It had to be on the menu as per the rules and of the competition. And
And
so the next day, I came in, I said, all right, this is no longer whatever the name was at the time. I said, this is now the number two combo since we lost. And, you know, just taking it as we go and kind of having fun with everything about this place.
Are you still doing food truck or no?
The food truck, no.
You're not going to go there again?
Maybe one day. I kind of think about how much easier the catering aspect and the events aspect would be for us now. Well, just doing the food truck was so hard,
right.
You know, and it's so small, and I was doing everything on my own. But now...
Game changer.
Yeah. Now we can just load it up, ship it out, and come back.
So I think it'll happen.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of projects I'd want maybe before a food truck. Maybe like building another Orno. I built one out of 100-year adobe.
Oh, wow.
During COVID. And all through COVID, we were making pizzas.
You threw your pizza maker away.
I thought I was going to go commercial with it, you know, and like get a commercial one. And so it's like, whatever. Let it melt with the rain and everything. And now I'm kicking myself.
You could do it again, right?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I got to come back and see you again, man, but it's getting late, so...
Most definitely.
I'll let you go, but thank you for coming to meet me.
Thank you. Thanks for coming and checking out Las Vegas and the skillet.
To learn more about your world, where would you take us?
I would go to giant-skillet.com or on Instagram at Giant Skillet or on Facebook, Giant Skillet Rolling Kitchen and Catering. And my name is Isaac Sandoval.
And you could still come and see the Giant Skillet here, right?
Correct. The 300-pound skillet is hanging above the door. People miss it all the time when walking in, but it's right above you as you walk in.
And I'm Tom Wilmer reporting from New Mexico in Las Vegas. We'll see you here.
Mike Weinstein, park ranger at Fort Union National Monument in Watrous, New Mexico.
We're way out in the country.
We are way out in the country.
How far from the nearest town?
The nearest hamlet is Watrous, about 9 miles. I'd say the nearest town is Las Vegas, about 30 miles.
And when was the fort opened?
Fort Union was opened in 1851.
And the reason?
It was opened in what was new American territory to protect the Santa Fe Trail and promote settlement of the area by Easterners.
This was a large military army port, right?
It was one of the biggest posts west of the Mississippi River.
Interesting. And it served as a depot for materiel.
It was not only very large, it was the supplier to all of the forts that were opened in New Mexico and Arizona all the way out to the California border.
Interesting. If you were a settler coming across in a wagon train, could you purchase equipment here, supplies?
There was a man who was set up as the post trader here at the fort. He was a private merchant who ran a very large store as well as a hotel and a tavern and a bowling alley.
A bowling alley. That's incredible. And if you think about contextually, as you mentioned, alluded to, not many years before, this was Spanish territory. And the interlude when Spanish left and it was Mexican.
That's correct. It was primarily an area populated by Spanish-speaking individuals who were very unfamiliar with being United States citizens.
Who comes here? Who do you find as a tourist that arrives out here? Just random?
I would say we have two major groups of visitors here. We have the National Park groupies who see the brown sign on the highway and they visit all national parks. And then we have the real history buffs who are familiar with the history and want to experience the history of Fort Union.
Do you get school groups out here periodically?
We get some school groups. It's rather a sparse area, so there are not too many schools that are within an easy day's trip from school.
So, a moment about you. How do you wind up here and what's your National Park Service history?
The National Park Service is a great organization for employees. We can apply for jobs that open up each week, and we can choose which places that we want to apply. And I wanted to come west. So
where were you?
Before working at Fort Union, I was at Fort Pulaski National Monument in Savannah, Georgia. And before Fort Pulaski, I was at Dinosaur National Monument in Colorado. Before that, I was at Antietam National Battlefield in Sharpsburg, Maryland. And as you can tell, it's a great opportunity to move around the country and learn a lot of new subjects. And for someone like myself, it's really a dream job.
And what is one of your attractions? Would it be the whole westward migration? Or?
I kind of like everything. So every time I go to a new place, I learn about a new area and I learn a new topic. And what really keeps it eternally interesting is the interaction with the public, because collectively the public is brilliant. And it's a great learning experience working with them.
And for you, it must be most rewarding, the kids that come out here.
The kids are really the finest, especially when you see the kids suddenly have an instant recognition of something significant.
One of the nearest towns would be Las Vegas, New Mexico, right?
Correct. The original Las Vegas.
Yeah, the real one. Do you get school groups from Las Vegas?
We do. We get school groups from Las Vegas. We get school groups from Wagon Mound. We do get some school groups from Santa Fe and even a few from Albuquerque.
And then just a moment, a word picture of what is here. What somebody would see and experience?
What they would see is a large collection of adobe buildings that are in various states of decay. They would see a beautiful expanse of short grass prairie, and most of the year they would see to the west the snow-capped Rocky Mountains in the background. It is a beautiful landscape.
Very cool. I'm glad I came. This has been great. To learn more about your world, where would you direct us?
The best place to learn remotely about Fort Union is our website, which would be nps.gov/FOUN. I am Mike Weinstein, Park Ranger at Fort Union National Monument.
Mike, thank you so much, man. This is great.
Thank you.
And I'm Tom Wilmer reporting from New Mexico, right near Las Vegas, the real one.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, iTunes, and more than 20 other podcast channels around the world. To learn more about Tom Wilmer's journeys around America and the world, log on to thomaswilmer.com.
This is Roseanne Cash, and I'm sitting here with Tom Wilmer. Please support your local NPR station. I listen to WNYC in New York. In fact, NPR is all I listen to. If I didn't have NPR, I would feel like my lifeline to the world has been cut. So, yes, please support your local NPR station.